Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating an endoscopy report on Eileen Velasquez, date of birth 10/11/1977. Date of procedure April 19, 2024. Physicians Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physicians Dr. Alija Jacob. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy and colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy. Description, indication is abdominal pain, comma, unintentional weight loss, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Description procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, oral extensive patient period, the patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated limbus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflexy was obtained in the cardiac period. It was sectioned from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was done with a lubricated limbus video colonoscope. Was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, the terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Retroflexy was obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bell prep score was graded as a 7, 2-3-2, spastic and tortuous colon. Overall, good prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. Proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time, the Z line was regular at 34 centimeters from the bite block. Next time, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia bassine with deep inspiration. Next time, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, more so in the antrum than in the body. Some biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology separately to rule out H. pylori, as well as for histology. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bio prep score is greater than 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line, spastic and tortuous colon. Next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a diminutive sessile rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a transverse colon sessile diminutive cold polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 diminutive sessile rectal sigmoid colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was 1 rectal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, approximately 10 millimeters in size. And 5 more rectal diminutive sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was another rectal cold biopsy, rectal sessile polyp that was erythematous and approximately 5 millimeters in size, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was another 10 millimeter flat, pale rectal sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, given the unintentional weight loss, I recommend CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis for further evaluation. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending path. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.